United Way Waterloo Region Communities, WRC, is proud to announce the allocation of $718,000 in community investment funds that are being made to 58 local nonprofit organizations, programs and initiatives in Waterloo Region. Among the Cambridge-based organizations receiving funding are Greenway Chaplin Community Center, Lang's Farm Village Association, Preston Heights Community Center and Cambridge Shelter Corporation. We received a total of 81 applications, with a total funding request of over $2.4 million, reports Joan Fisk, CEO of United Way WRC in a press release. The ability to fund only 33% of the requests from our community partners has become a norm as need increases and available funding decreases. To make meaningful change in Waterloo Region, more support is critical, Fisk added. United Way WRC has committed to creating follow-up conversations and community training sessions for local charities and nonprofits. This new initiative to create a learning hub for organizations to share resources and foster regular opportunities to come together for education and training opportunities arose as part of United Way WRC's application feedback process. It provides a rare and effective mechanism for organizations reaching out for opportunities to connect, share their resources, and grow together as a community. We've seen an increase in requests for children and youth-focused services across all issue areas, shared Amanda Melnick, United Way WRC's Senior Director, Impact and Stewardship. This is one of the reasons we are so excited about the United for Youth initiative that we have been working on with the Children and Youth Planning Table and Smart Waterloo Region. In March 2024, a bystander intervention training was offered at United Way, through the Sexual Assault Support Center, SASC, of Waterloo. The training covered topics including sexual harassment in the workplace, how to be an active bystander and bystander intervention skills. Members of 11 partner agencies were in attendance and the group discussion was informative and solution-focused. United Way plans to host future discussions around addiction support services and the rising incidence of bullying among youth in the upcoming months. In this April to June 2024 funding round, first-time funding was offered to Epilepsy South Central Ontario, Grand River Pride, Heartwood Place, and Free Weekly Distro Program, a food program for post-secondary students. The open funding model used at United Way WRC encourages new applicants each quarter, which is a critical part of funding a network of services with a lens of equity. The next round of funding opens on April 15.